This is Vincent Irene with Blast Furnace Radio, and around we go. Jeremiah, how long have you been here?
7 months, almost.
You've been here for 7 months, and what have you been doing for the last 7 months?
I've been working in the mid-city portion of Common Ground, managing the volunteer sites in that part of the city, and sort of spearheading a couple other projects over the course of that 7 months.
And so tell us about these other projects besides the working with the volunteers coordination.
I worked with the construction cooperative for a few months and a mechanic shop for about 2 months. I managed and oversaw both of those. I guess that was the construction cooperative is a difficult thing. It was entitled Invest Construction, but it's a difficult model to develop a cooperative in New Orleans post-storm. So I'm no longer doing that. It was a failed attempt. So we stopped doing that. The mechanic shop, we lost the building that we were using as a mechanic. We had a mechanic shop and we lost the building, so that ended. And other projects, I went on an assessment trip during the flooding in the Northeast to do like just relief assessment to see how like equitably the aid was sort of disseminated. And let's see, I went on a Common Ground trip to Bonnaroo, where we just had like an informational booth. Bonnaroo being a music festival held in held in Manchester, Tennessee. That was in June. So, and then now I'm just heading up a variety of special projects. One of them is we're turning a former air testing trailer with some NGO in Texas donated this trailer, and we're turning it into a soil testing laboratory for our purposes. And the guys I live with were refinishing it, basically redoing the whole inside, the floor, and then get it set up to be a soil testing laboratory for the bioremediation team.
And why are you testing the soil?
Well, it's focused around, there's a chemical plant in, in Gertown, New Orleans, which is north of downtown, and it was a pesticide plant that had been closed a long time ago and had flooded, and all the pesticides were then, you know, put into the floodwater and then sat on the whatever earth all around that area, and the EPA, through a variety of attempts, has either refused to do the testing or is insistent upon like relying on the test they did in the area from 2 years ago. But obviously you're inadequate or like insufficient in terms of telling the toxicity of the soil after a major flood. So we are trying to just find out who's at risk to a toxic soil, particularly around that pesticide plant, and then in the future and more places in the city get flooded. So
in a very short period of time, post-Katrina, I mean, all these different projects have sprung up. It's almost unbelievable. I mean, there's people throughout the world who are trying to put forth their program or agenda and never get the funding and never get the volunteers that Common Ground Relief gets. What do you owe to its success?
Well, the magnitude of the disaster is unfortunately like what enabled Common Ground to do so well. Because it just lasted so long and it was so devastating. And then you have a really well-run or an organization that's got a wonderful like idea about it, you know, a wonderful concept. And it's a great way to provide a lot of the youth in the country an opportunity to see what happens when their government doesn't work. See what happens, you know, when people come together, you know, for a change, for like a big difference, is pretty awesome.
So what's your name?
My name is Creature.
Creature, how long have you been here in New Orleans?
I've been in New Orleans since March 1st. I've been in the Gulf since January 1st.
And what have you been doing?
Working with Common Ground here in New Orleans. Started out here at St. Mary's and